This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah, it is. Whoa.
Oh, is everything okay?
That's a weird commercial log.
Yeah. It's got a lot of stuff going on, that's all.
It appears there may be a mistake there.
No, it's actually one less than it was supposed to be.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I know. Well, what are you going to do? You know, listen, we got a job to do, Vinny.
My job, right.
Right. That's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Our jobs.
Which we love.
Oh, my God.
You bet.
There's no question about it. But listen, everybody likes to complain, you know? Doesn't matter. You could be a billionaire. I'm sure you find things to complain about. I don't know what.
I need another billion.
Yeah. Jesus, I don't have enough billions. When am I going to have enough of those?
Chris Kelly, there he is. He's a billionaire, but he's probably like, Luke Walton, you're in trouble. I just hired you to coach my basketball team.
Yeah. What's that guy's? Is he one of the sex offender guys? What is his deal?
Allegedly.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you. Uh-huh. I don't want
some lady
trouble.
Was saying
someone
that, yeah.
said something that he'd done something when he was. I think he was still the Lakers coach.
I think that's
it's just so hard to keep everybody's alleged sex offenses.
But sure, even Chris Kelly with all the dough he's got.
Sure,
he's like movie pass went under.
Yeah.
What?
I really hope that you know, I think maybe he was a minor investor. Who knows? The way Uman sells things, you think, oh, so Chris Kelly thought that up and implemented it and put all his own, you know.
Did his own coding.
But probably the dude's like, oh, I'm an angel investor in that. Yeah, that went away. I don't know. I was busy with my other, so I was busy counting my bill. It takes a long time to count $1 billion, you know.
I bet
it does. Just like a long.
You hire people to do that.
Sure.
Well, then they might take a little, though.
Yeah, you know. But when you have a billion, do you even notice that? I guess that's something to complain about, right? Oh, my yacht sprung a leak, you know. I'll have to put that in the yacht garage. Is that what do you do with a yacht?
Wow.
Bring it to the yacht club. They'll know what to do.
You got to dock it and pay hella money.
Somewhere, right?
Yeah. Those yachts need constant cleaning.
Yes. Well, they're, you know, enormous floating hotels.
Right.
I wouldn't do it. I love the ocean, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I will say that...
I'd rent one.
I don't want anything to do with the water. I really don't.
Oh, really? I love the water.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I mean, I like a nice place to put my feet in, you know, the edge of a pool or...
Pools, whatever. I mean, I'm not as much a pool guy, but like my kid, we were at the Bay Club on Friday. Mm-hmm. I after a week of commuting, I got back in my car and went back over the hill because that kid needs the water.
Yeah.
And there we were on a Friday.
She was having the time of her life.
We all were like, really. All right. I mean, the Bay Club. What's the Bay Club?
Right.
It's happy, awesome. Happy.
Absolutely. Right. But
they sell that there packaged.
And they even have at the one I go to in Los Gatos.
Los Gatos.
Las Gatos.
Los Gatos. Las Gatos.
Las Gatos.
Just say Las Gatos.
I know, I can't. I'll just say Los Gatos, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. They even have a little teeny swimming baby pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Little thing. So
those are full of pee. Don't get in those grown-ups.
Well,
I mean, you know whatever. Who kids are, please.
She just stands there and smacks the water and splashes herself and anyone near her.
Mm.
They have really cool kids' toys at My Bay Club in Redwood Shores. I can't even describe it. It's like a little pool, and then there's a slide, and then there's this, they have sprinklers that come up in it, and then they have this enormous thing where the slide is. So kids stand underneath it, and as soon as it gets full, whoosh, come splashing down on the kids.
Like a gravity dump.
Yeah,
or something.
Like it's like a dump tank on the other side. Yeah. Yeah, it's just really cool.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
Of course they have Vinny. Oh, you should bring her there. They have the slide. I go down the slide.
Oh,
you
the slide,
pictures.
Yeah, absolutely.
The
water
slide. She
could
totally
fun.
Do the slide, and they have lifeguards up on top, one up on top, and one on the bottom that catches the kids.
Yeah.
It's just really neat.
Sure.
That's good stuff.
They got it going on.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah, I'll be there this weekend, actually.
Oh, good for you.
Really? Yeah. Well, listen, today's the day to go.
Heat wave.
Oh, my God.
Heat wave. Ba-na-na-na-na-na, heat wave.
Yeah. It's like a heat wave. Yesterday was hot enough.
Yeah.
That's hot enough for me. Hot enough. Does it really have to get any hotter?
Yeah.
Hey, we're triple, triple digits today, everybody.
Yeah, inland. Like
85 in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. That's freaking, it's like 95 in dog years.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Inland is definitely going to reach triple digits.
Yeah, just be careful out there.
Let's see what Scotts Valley is highest today.
They did say that.
90, at least that's what my app says. Around 3-4 o'clock, 90
degrees.
It'll
feel like 120.
Then,
yeah. What's Mill Valley going to be?
I don't know if I have Mill Valley in there.
Well, I'm sure they, ordered up.
A perfect day, 72 and sunny.
Duh. Yeah. I mean, it's Mill Valley.
73.
We don't put up with this hot weather BS.
I'm in a constant AC
weather.
Fight with everybody too.
Why?
Well. In my house, I want it to be the AC.
Don't lie, 72. You want 72.
Well, what I want is 68.
Right.
But what I get is 75. So, and it's funny, too, because I'll turn the thing down, and I don't even dare to set it under, it just never stops running if you set it for 72. So I'll set it for 72, and I come back an hour later, and I'm like, why is the AC off? And I look at and John set it for 75. So I set it for 72.
Oh,
and
boy.
And he doesn't even want the thing on. He's just but I'm like, listen, I am never going to get to sleep. I'm never going to sleep if it's 85 degrees. Because the bedroom is the one place that doesn't get the AC. Doesn't seem
I'm
to get the AC.
I'm surprised he picks that to fight with you with.
I know.
There's so many other things.
What?
85 degrees.
What are you talking about?
Your joy, Sarah.
I know.
85 degrees.
A lot of work.
4-5 o'clock is the high.
Oh. 85 is not too bad.
Yesterday, because I've been really reading my family the riot act about these nights, the noise, and the not having showered on time, and I'm like, you guys, I come down last night and they're eating ice cream and they're like, so how are you? And I'm all, what are you two whispering about? And they're like, we're trying not to get you riled up.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I'm like, oh man, all right, I'm gonna leave. That's what it comes down to, is you find yourself in a brawl with your own family because you're going, I've got to get in bed unless it's 7 and I'm late for bed.
I know, it's
that's a thing.
Easy.
Yeah.
Trying not to get you riled.
Well, that's, that's good that they,
they're aware.
We're getting there. I was saying to him, I think it was last week, I'm like, do we have to have I should just record this conversation. It's the same one every damn night. You need to be showered and out of that bathroom in my room by 8 o'clock.
Mm. 8 o'clock, Jesus.
Well, that's the end. Like, it needs to be done by then.
I mean, listen, at my house, that would be 6 o'clock. Like, get out.
Well, baby steps. I'm working on. I mean,
you get there. And aren't there 4 other bathrooms in your house? For F's sake,
yeah. Why
go
they
use
one
of the
bathroom?
Other bathrooms because all the stuff's
is
in
the
there.
Biggest
probably
one?
The big one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool one. You know what you need to do? You need another room. You need one. You need to build another room.
I have everything I need. I'm trying not to. I'm trying to stay in the same room as my partner. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the guy that's doing his own thing most days of the week. That can't go well for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, is the baby coming into the bed at night?
No.
And what about the older girl?
Nope.
She stopped. Oh
yeah.
That's good.
Well, she's, I mean.
Yeah, I know. But listen, it happens.
She was doing it for a long time, yeah. But, and that was another.
And that doesn't always stop. Like I've told you that. One nice thing we said, you can't come in when mom and dad are in bed. Mom is sleeping and she's a monster. You don't want to wake her up. But he'd hear my alarm going off from down the hall. So I would get up, go into the bathroom to start getting ready. And I'd come out and he'd be in the warm spot that I had left, in the bed.
What my dog does.
Yeah, it's nice. Oh, Vinny's hand is up. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let me ask you a question about the monster thing. Mm-hmm. So that's like a known, you guys actually say that.
Oh, yes. It's, I'm a pretty decent monster in that I don't eat anyone, uh-huh. But yeah, I mean, there were times when it was a Wednesday night and it's 9 o'clock and they're laughing and screaming, running in the hallway right outside my room, and they wake me up and I open the door and I'm like, oh my God, you people are so inconsiderate. Like that, it's yelling.
Yeah.
But it's, how it is when someone wakes you up and you're
I know.
You don't know what time it is and you look out the door and everyone's screaming and having a ball and you're like, oh, great, I have to go to bed. it's just the running joke at the house to wake the monster.
But they say it and then you hear it and you have to sort of absorb. Like my kid is with, like just last night with the, we're trying not to get you right. Like,
right. So you have to own the monster. You just have to say, fine. It's like all the little running jokes. Like there's the things that they torture me about. There's the things that they torture their father about. There's the things we torture them about too. It's, it's all right. Just family dynamics.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I mean, it's nice I've you can gotten have that fun. The grumpy rap and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I hear it and I'm like, I don't want to be grumpy, Dad.
Well, you should stop being so grumpy then.
Well, I would love to. Just
only they just did what you said.
Right.
Just everything would be fine if you do what I say.
Right. That's like the whole nagging thing. It's like, I am not nagging you. What I'm asking you to do are the things that you're responsible for, and they're not getting done. So the fact that I have to ask you more than once means you're not doing your end.
Yep.
Yeah.
How am I the nag? You little bitch, do you? What you gotta do?
Yeah, well, anyway.
Oh, family.
Yeah. You get that grumpy. You hear grumpy, and I just get like...
I know.
More grumpy.
I don't want to be grumpy.
Well, that's... And there it is. It's like telling someone to calm down when they're... getting riled up.
Yeah. I never say calm down to people.
You can't because, you learn by the time you're 50. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's how to make someone not calm down. Like, Taylor, I get it. You need to calm down. Adorable. But please stop telling me that. You're making me mad.
It's like, I don't say to people when they're upset for whatever reason, are you okay?
Right.
Clearly they're not okay.
Right.
Someone was, there was someone recently in my life that was upset, and there was nothing I could say to comfort them, so I just stood there.
Yeah.
And just,
I'm here,
looked away. They'll settle down on their own.
Yeah. Well, people do.
Just here.
We come back to our rational selves. Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to get that out.
Sure.
And there's nothing I could have said that was going to make anything any better.
Right.
Certainly didn't want to make it worse.
Right. Sometimes shutting up is the best option.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I think there's sometimes the reaction to someone calling you grumpy is they get ice cream for it, I mean, I've definitely right. been like...
No, I'm not. Let's go get ice cream.
Grumpy, let's what?
Look how fun I am. Yeah. Look at, let's dance.
I'm
putting on a tutu right now. I'm super fun.
Here's the $5 I won at work today. Take this. Go do something with it.
Though, I have found that faking a good mood can actually put me in a good mood. Like, there have been days when, I know how much it sucks to have little kids and they're very demanding and it's easy to get into that grumpy funk where you're just and then I will force myself to laugh and tickle or say something
goofy
or and then they start laughing and then you find then like it's easy to it's not always easy, but you can put yourself into a better mood by forcing yourself sometimes, just like shake it out of your shoulders and be like, this is it. I made this bed. I'm going to jump on it.
Make it.
We're
going to
have a pillow fight on it. So the other person that I'm in an AC war with is my sister-in-law, who is, they're ultimately, I think they're going to wind up in Florida like all the rest of my family is.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's just a...
No, they want to. You know, right, all I my mean, brother wants to do is have a dock he can fish off of.
Right.
Fishing. It's a thing, man.
But you think that that's just like out there maybe a year, maybe five.
Oh, maybe five,
ten.
Maybe ten. I mean, who knows? You know, he's right now, he's in the middle of the writing this whole software thing that he's doing. He has a job. And but we, you know, we're in the she shack all afternoon. And it's, I'm sorry, but there's two irons going in there. There's, you know, it's just this little room. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but there's sweat dripping from under my boobs. I'm like, I have to turn the AC on. She's like,
why don't you take
don't
your parka off for once in your life?
It's off, dude. You don't even know. Like, I've gone out there just in a tank top and shorts, like, almost every day now because it's so freaking hot. And then I'm just like, I'm trying, Deb.
Tell her to put a sweater on.
It's too hot for a sweater. She's like, I'm perfect.
Well,
I'm like,
why not?
Because she hates it freezing. She hates it freezing cold in there.
Well, I got the answer for you.
What
you need
it?
To start doing shifts. She gets the night
I
shift.
I was thinking that, yeah.
But we have fun together. But anyway, so those are the AC wars, you know, where as soon as she walks out, I'm just like, and I, and by the way, I put it at 68 in there. I don't care, man. It's just this little unit. I'm like, 68, and it's freezing in there. It's so nice.
Whose she shack is it again?
It's Mayan.
Yeah.
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 It's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, so she'll be listing stuff, you know, as I'm cranking stuff out. She's putting up listings and stuff, and she'll go outside. And she's like, oh, thank God, it's so warm out here.
Good. Go work outside, Dad.
I know. she's coming in today.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. We have some errands to run after, so she's going to take the bus in.
Oh, good.
And meet me here.
What does she take? The Golden Gate Transit?
Yeah, she takes Golden Gate, drops her off right at Broadway and Battery.
Oh, nice.
And how do your errands coincide?
I mean, we're going to go to Tandy Leather.
Oh,
yeah, so we're
going to
go pick out some leather.
Purse making.
Is that the place in San Bruno?
In San Bruno, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good times.
What time is she coming in? I better tell security.
Probably 9:30.
Okay, and don't forget, Scott is coming in.
What time's he coming in?
8 o'clock.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Hey,
tell Alex
yesterday.
He doesn't have to worry about the...
I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, I did see it. I forgot that he was coming in, though.
So I set up some stuff for...
Because Bryn is out. Bryn has a family emergency, which is... It's sort of a long story, and it is kind
it's
of...
It's not rare.
Not for sure not. It's definitely a personal story.
He's taking personal time off.
So he is gone this week. And then he's gone randomly on a two-week vacation to... Vietnam after that.
Mm-hmm.
So Alex is going to be filling in. So we're going to be holding Alex's feet to the fire for the next couple of weeks.
That'll be good. That's good. He's going to learn a lot.
He will.
Yeah.
He better.
He will. He's good.
So, I'll talk to him. He doesn't have to worry about the 8 o'clock hour now, I guess, which is good news for him.
Oh, because Scott's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting. Scott was great last time he was in here.
Oh, I know. Well, I figure, you know, after the first couple times he's in, it's more like a person who's here all the time. You know, like we don't have to interview him anymore. We can just go on with our business and he can just chime in. Coming up on today's show, we have tickets for the Mill Valley Film Festival. There's a screening that we have some tickets for. That is coming up just in a second. I'll play a song, then we'll give away those tickets. We have a Game of Thrones live concert experience. That's coming back to the Shoreline Amphitheater. This is a big deal. If you love Game of Thrones and it's the whole, you know, the symphonic, it's a really cool show. So we have tickets for that at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, Alani. It's a Disney trip to Hawaii. And we'll have that at 9, noon, 3, and 5. So keep it here on the Alice All the Live Long Day. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show will be right back after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.